Hello, Skeptic Overlord here, replying to the pod thread begun by Jeremiah 25, When I Was a Believer. And we have a couple replies by Mr. Whoopi and Yarko Finn on the ATS pod thread. And I'm not sure I was ever a real believer, obviously, by the name I've chosen, Skeptic Overlord. You can imply a degree of skepticism, I suppose. And to many, it probably seems rather odd that one of the key people in running a very large conspiracy theory, extraterrestrial, cryptozoology discussion board website would be a skeptic. But it's in a different way. I think that the search for questions that need answers, and I didn't say answers to questions. It's the search for questions that need answers is an important thing. That's a slightly different twist on the search for answers for questions, because on Above Top Secret, the website is essentially dedicated to discovering what the questions are and then looking for the answers that make sense. And that's a very important thing. It's critical to, you know, the kind of creatures that we are to think that way. And getting back to the topic of believing or not believing in all of these topics we have on Above Top Secret, it's important to have that good mix of people that really want to believe and people that are skeptical, so that we can find a balance and understand what are the proper answers to these questions that we're discovering. But a lot of these things that we see, from UFO sightings to the claim of powers of telekinesis to fantastic beasts and you know, across the board on Above Top Secret, relate a lot to experiences I had in college when I was part of the Mutual UFO Network and talking to people who had sightings and seeing information from people who were claimed to have been abducted and realizing the connecting thread between all of the sightings and all of the claims of abduction are people that want to be special. That want to have a special story, and it goes back to our ego. And I brought this up in another earlier pod thread on UFOs and aliens, if you want to look back. But really, it was clear to me at the time that we as a creature, as a people, we want to feel special, that we have a special story, that we alone saw something really unique, and we have. We personally have the unique angle on that story that sheds light on what that question is that needs to be answered. So it's part of our nature, and we need the skeptics like myself to throw a bucket of cold water on those people and help us realize that, okay, maybe it wasn't quite that. It could be something fantastic, but maybe it isn't. But still, let's figure out what it is, because if there are fantastic things out there, we need to know which are real and which are not, so that we can decide if it's fantastic, and if it is, what does it mean? Or if it's not, let's set it aside and keep looking. So, believing or not, I think, getting back to the original podcast, which was a nice... A nice relation of your experiences and how you progressed down your path, Jeremiah 25. But it really doesn't much matter when you come to ATS if you believe or not, as long as you're looking for questions that need answers.